How are you?
Very good, Nancy. Anyone else?
If anyone has the recipe that wrote down the recipe that Char gave yesterday, I was out of town and taking way longer than I thought I was going to have to get my portable recording stuff up. So I missed the start of the call, and especially the start of the green smoothies. I came into it just about the time that she was giving the amount of blueberries. So if anybody wrote that down,
I didn't get that.
Let me know, or I'll just call Char and have her leave it on my voice messaging then. But it was a great call yesterday.
I don't remember that she actually gave an amount. I put blueberries in too sometimes, and it's just, you know, a handful or so.
Yeah, it was like a cup.
It really does change the color of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, everybody have a great day. I'm going to run and get ready for work. Take care, everyone.
Have a good one.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Hey, Mary Lou, how are you?
Okay. Sorry to be late and interrupt you.
Not a problem. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I have a question, Nancy.
Go ahead, Brenda.
I'm trying to make the granola that you sent down on the email from Becky. I have it mixed up in a bowl this morning, but I think it's drier than it should be. How wet is it supposed to be?
I've never made it. Mary Lou, did you ever make it?
No, because I was wondering about... There was, on my email, the recipe, and then it said there was a correction, and I didn't know which one was I was supposed to be using.
Uh-huh. I have never made it.
And when there's 18 cups of oatmeal.
Yeah.
And it smells heavenly. So
right.
When I pour the liquid over the oatmeal and start stirring, it's barely coating it, but I would think it should be stickier so it would hold in clumps. I don't know. So I was
well, didn't she say she spread that out in a big sheet?
A cookie sheet?
A cookie sheet. I thought she spread it flat, Brenda. I don't know.
You know, when we ate
well,
it
Well, yeah,
rain,
that comes after mixing it, but if there's not a lot of moisture in
I put a little bit more of some liquid, but is there any other liquid in there? There's not, is there?
There's apple juice. And lemon juice.
I put a little bit more of the apple juice, maybe, is what I'd go with that apple concentrate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's the one from Maine, am I correct?
Yes, that's the one from Maine. Was it in squares cut?
No. It comes as a granola, I believe. And when we had it there, I don't remember it being real clumpy. There were some, but...
It was pretty dry, kind of like plain old oatmeal.
Well, no. I mean, it was crunchy.
Oh, it was crunchy.
Because you bake it.
But, you know what? I think the recipe that was sent down was Dr. Howe's recipe.
I think it was Linda.
Yeah, I don't think it was the one that
we had.
That we had, right?
It was Lynn's, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the book, the one that we had. But the one that was sent down was Dr. Howe's. I haven't made it myself. I bought different flakes, like rye flakes and everything. And I know that you're not supposed to put 18 cups of oatmeal plus. I don't know if you added that rye flakes and all that other stuff.
So that's
not
going to
be 18. Oatmeal. So I went ahead and put 18 cups of oatmeal. Maybe my cups were a little too big of cup, so I'm just going to make up some more liquid and add a little more liquid because it looks too dry. I don't think it's going to do anything.
And so you're just using regular oatmeal, right?
Yeah, but then it also says the quick or instant afterwards, but I don't have that, so I'm only going to use the regular oatmeal.
Okay. Well, let's try it. Let's know how it turns out the way you're doing it.
Well, I think you have to cook it. Don't you have to cook it for like 12 hours or something?
You bake it, don't you?
You bake it,
I mean. Yes, you do. Thinking I want some clumps. I don't want it all to be just...
Individual.
Yeah, I want to be able to pick up nuggets and eat.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, that's the kind you ate, Nancy. It's like you were... taking a spoon and dipping out like a cookie, you know, when you
You know, when we had it, Marty, we had it for breakfast a couple of times, I think, and Marty would pour it in and have it with his milk. I preferred just eating it dry. And, no, it wasn't like it was each individual kernel of corn, of oatmeal, but I don't remember it being great big clumps either. But this is not the same recipe, Daddy just reminded me.
Well, is it about the size of a cookie like you'd eat?
No.
It's not?
It's like a gorp.
Like a what?
It's like a granola, any kind of regular granola.
Okay, all right.
Not cookies. There was another one that I sent that you do cut, I believe. I sent a bunch of them down. Because, you know, I sent whatever ones I had.
Uh-huh. No, it's delicious. The lemon rind and vanilla in the apple juice really makes it smell good.
Good.
Right. It sounds so good. And I've got all the ingredients, and things have just been crazy, so I hadn't. And my computer still messed up, so I when I got to that, I was trying to look at it, but I didn't have my printer hooked up when I had the computer with me, and I couldn't get to see which one was the last one. And it.
So I'm going to make a recommendation on it. Start with a little less oat, and then when you mix up the liquid, add extra oat as it's needed.
That's a good idea.
That would be good. Okay.
Let us know how it turns out, Linda.
I will. Great.
Did you put
it? Where are my granola graham crackers? I went to Costco yesterday. Where's the graham crackers? I said I didn't get any. Well, what am I going to eat? I said granola. You're going to eat granola. You're not having any more of those white flour graham crackers with
processed.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Cardboard squares.
You know what I've been having in the morning is I've been using the steel cut oats, and I've been adding the kiwa in it, same amount, and three quarters of a cup of kiwa, and I think it was a cup and a quarter of the water that you add to the steel cut oats, and I've been putting raisins and cinnamon in it, and also flaxseed. And cooking all of that up, so it makes a good size batch. So you could actually have it for two or three breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's good either cold or hot. I mean, I love to just eat it by the spoonful. It is so delicious. So I don't know if anybody's tried that yet, but it's really good.
I think
has arrived.
I think the grainy one that we adds when you're not just having straight steel cut. One of the things that you add is quinoa, plus some other things, and I don't have that recipe in front of me either, but I think the quinoa may have been one of them that you add with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did it with the steel cut oats because it was chewy.
Yeah, you start with the steel cut, but then you add a bunch of other things, and I think quinoa
like
may
seven
have
grain,
more.
Like seven grain?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've done that with just quinoa and steel cut.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. And when I was doing it, I was happy about doing it, too, because the quinoa has so much protein in it.
Right.
And then I've recently heard Roger Drummer say that you should start your day with more protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's filling. I mean, I'm not even hungry, you know, until, like, in the middle of the afternoon. I have to stop and say that I'm hungry, you know. The other thing that I made yesterday, too, I'm telling you, it was so hot here. And here I am with the oven and a fan on me. It was so funny. I roasted vegetables. I had summer squash, zucchini, onions, eggplant, peppers, red peppers, green peppers, and I think that was it. And then I put olive oil. I mixed it with olive oil, and I used a little bit of that mushroom powder and oregano and fresh basil because I got tons of it. I used this seasoned black pepper, and I just mixed the whole thing together and baked it in the oven for about an hour. And after that, it was around lunchtime. My husband says, oh, is this for lunch? So, I mean, I couldn't tell him that it wasn't. So I had whole wheat tortillas, you know, the flat tortillas, and I heated them in the microwave for maybe about 30 seconds, and then I filled them up with the vegetables, and I rolled them, and I put them in, you know, and that's what we had for lunch yesterday. Oh, my goodness, it was so good. My husband ended up eating two of them.
These are really good.
Right. Let me ask a question before y'all leave that. What are you saying you're putting in there? Is it a kiwi? Is that a... It's not the fruit, like the kiwi fruit.
No, no, no. It's a green. Q-U-I-N-O.
Okay, yeah, okay. Q-U-I, yeah, I think I've got some here.
Yeah.
Okay, you put that in there.
I've also...
You can use it like rice, or it's just a nice grain.
Well, they say to throw it into different things, you know, because it is so hearty, and it has so much protein in it. You know, it's a complete. It's, you don't need anything else to make it complete.
And, you know, millet's the same way. Millet is the huge one in India, and that's their staple. Like, the Asian use rice, the Indians use millet.
Mm.
And millet's the same thing as, you know, not the same thing, different, a little bit different nutrients, but it's really rich in protein also. And so that's why when they put these grains together, they complement each other. And so I do the variety. I just have a small amount of all of them, and I just took and I didn't even follow a recipe the last, probably half dozen times I did it. I just, the original recipe just said mix, you know, half cup of each one or something, or a cup of each one together, and then you've got mixed grains. And so after I do my steel-cut oats, then I throw in another cup of that, and just let it set overnight, because you don't even have to, you know, simmer it anymore. Just simmer the oats for the steel cut oats for the base, and then throw in your other grains and add a little more hot water, boiling water on top of it, and in a heavy pan it holds the heat and it allows it to slow cook overnight. And we love it. I mean, we've always got it in the refrigerator to dip into. And
I always forget
up.
To night. That's something I want to do.
Yeah, it's not, you know, if you do it one night a week, just mix it together and, you know, do it long enough so you've got 15 minutes for it to simmer before you go to bed, then all you have to do is turn off the heat, throw in the other grains, and have it covered. I leave it set on the burner because it helps hold the heat. You can do it in the thermos, but, you know, why mess with that? Just leave it in the pan that you've got it in and let it, set. So... Yeah, that's a regular one. Doesn't matter whether it's summer or winter, it's you know, pretty much there all the time for us. Once in a while I run out, do something.
I usually take out my one serving that I'm going to eat the next morning, and then the rest of it I package up in individual packages and stick it in the freezer.
Well, after you, but you let the whole thing set over.
Or not.
Oh, you're not letting it cook overnight with the other grains in it then.
Well, no, I put the other grains in to start with. I don't even let it simmer very long, maybe 5 minutes, and then I just put the lid.
Oh, you put it, okay, you put it all in together. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then turn the burner off and let it set overnight. And, of course, I've got one of these glass-top ranges that holds the heat for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I just package everything up in my serving-size packages and freeze it.
The reason I separate it and add them grains later is because I want them crunchier.
Mm.
And they're not as cooked, as soft as the steel-cut oats are.
Yeah, I was going to say, since I don't cook it very long, I mean, I just basically bring it up to a boil and then pretty much turn the burner off and let it go.
Oh, so the whole thing's crunchy. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Well, the steel-cut oats get soft anyway, so.
Yeah, they soften up faster.
Were you on when I was asking about the granola?
Pardon me?
Were you on when I was asking about granola?
No, I didn't hear that. I got on.
Making that Dr. Howe's recipe of the granola, have you made it yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, my mixture seems kind of dry. I haven't baked it yet. Is it supposed to be dry or is it supposed to be more sticky?
Mine stuck together. I'm not sure what you're comparing it to. My other mixture is not, I guess none of mine are that sticky.
Just fairly damp.
Yeah. You probably didn't have, did you have any okara that you put in it?
No. I just made it like the recipe.
See, I always add the okara, so mine's always going to be a little stickier than it would be if you didn't have the okara, because that's gooey. And so mine wouldn't be a good judge as to, you know, how what he's calling sticky. But if you followed the amounts, I don't, you know, I think he's just figuring that whatever you've got in there is going to feel, you know, sticky to the touch. Not necessarily so clumpy, but mine comes out pretty clumpy as much as I'd want it to be, and it definitely comes out dry. I over-dried mine, I think, a bit, because I did it probably longer than he said, because it didn't. I want to make sure all the moisture is out of it, so I don't put it in the freezer. And if you don't have all the moisture out of it, it will mold, for sure. So
It's a big batch.
Yeah, it's a big batch, and I wouldn't want to lose it. So I, especially the first time, I know I probably over-dried mine, because mine is, mine's firm. I mean, mine's really firm. It's not like the granola you buy at the store. It's very dry. And, but we, you know, we always put milk on it anyway, and if you eat it by the handful, it's nice that it's, you know, completely dry and not tacky at all, so.
Crunchy.
Yeah, I like it because, one, you don't have to do any stirring, and you can just leave it. And if you check it, you know, 8 to 12 hours, I think you said, or 8 to 10, I can't remember. And I know I let mine go longer, so next time I'll cut back a bit on the time because it's much firmer than what I had made myself. But he has less wet ingredients in it, way less wet ingredients than what I had, so.
Yes. It's very dry, so maybe I'll just go ahead and make it like this. I don't think there'll be any clumps in it. That's the thing. I think it's going to be like
more like the store, more like the store granola.
Yeah, no clumps.
That's fine, finer texture, but it's still good to sprinkle on. I liked it a lot.
I wanted to eat it just like snack.
You know, I don't know that putting water on it would help. We didn't have any of his made, so I don't know what it turned out like when he made it, so.
Well, it smells great, so that's what counts.
And, you know, the humidity in the air, the dryness in the air, the amount of humidity changes that kind of thing, too, when you're putting it together just like it does bread, so.
Especially at this time of year.
Yeah. So, you know, it's different. Going to be different in the wintertime. I know the difference in how long it takes for it to dry out when I'm doing it. When it's pouring down rain out and everything's moisture.
You know, it's just to put the raisins into the liquid, into the apple juice.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the raisins absorbed all the liquid, and as it
pumps
up there, absorbing some of that liquid.
Now, what I did, what I was doing with what I made, I didn't add the raisins until it was all done, because I didn't want them to be dried out. I wanted them to be softer like they normally are, because I knew the raisins wouldn't mold. They don't when you have raisins, and yet they can be, you know, you've had raisins that were fresh raisins, and then you have raisins that you've accidentally let set someplace for a long time, and they get dried out and hard. Well, I wanted them to be soft in the granola, so I just never stirred them in. So this is really foreign to me to soak the raisins, but it did give it a different flavor. I liked it. It just was a little bit different than what I'd made. So I'll do it again. I'll do it the same way, and then I might try deviating and doing it the way I do it and adding the raisins later and see if that makes a difference, because that would give you more moisture to stick the other stuff together, see?
That would. But the wet raisins, maybe the other stuff will start soaking up the moisture from the raisins.
There's no hardcore science to any of this. It's how you like it and what you want for the outcome, so you can play around with it. But I like having the big batch because it lasts me longer.
Having a snack when you want something to munch on, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I
I hide it for Den. I hide it from Denny and myself, so it's not visible. So I don't do that. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Before I forget, I have a question. Did anybody besides me have trouble getting into Vance's call on Saturday?
It was impossible, yes. He emailed me. He did not get on. There was no call.
There was no call?
Yeah. There was no call. He did not get on.
Oh, my gosh. Is he having a call this coming weekend?
I'm sure he is. We figured the line was done with after the other company had to close. And so I went back in... later in the day, very much later in the day, and, first I tried to, I don't know how many times to get in. I didn't think anything about it because I thought it was our phone line here at home, because we've had the companies do that to us that we've had for long distance. They don't like
it. I thought it was strange.
And so I was sure it was my line, not anything else. I didn't even think about checking. And so he emailed me and asked me, he left a message, and I hadn't gotten it because I was dialing out trying to get repeatedly get on it for probably 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so then when later, much, much later in the day, in the evening, I went in and thought, well, I'm just going to dial it again. It worked just fine. And
really?
I dialed our line, and it worked fine. It's the same company. So
yeah.
I do not know if he's, I'm sure probably by now he's gotten an answer from the corporation on it, or the company that supplies the line. But, yeah, it was really, really strange. Really.
All right, so it worked just me good. Okay.
Well, I couldn't get in either, so I'm glad to know what was wrong.
Yeah.
I just thought I need a good question, too, if I might. I had sold this lady some of the osteodense and the calcium, the pack. And so she said that her friend told her that she shouldn't take that because she's taking blood thinner. I know she takes lots of medicine, but there would be no reason whatsoever with her. But she has osteoporosis, and she's taken Fosamax in the past. So that would be a good answer to her.
There was just something about Fosamax on the news. Is there vitamin K in either of those, Mary Lou?
And there is in the Caldense. There is in the Caldense?
That's probably why she said that.
Well, I didn't know what to answer. I have an answer. She just wrote back in a note.
Is there much K in there, do you know?
No, it's a really minute amount as far as...
When Marty was on Coumadin after his surgery... Caldense was not one of them that they said he should not take. The only thing he went off of was the mental clarity.
The mental clarity, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's him.
Yeah, that was him, but that's...
If she's on it, and she's on a blood thinner, they're going to be testing her blood regularly anyway.
Uh-huh.
And my feeling is that, adjust the medication rather than the supplement.
The doctors are doing that as a precautionary measure because they don't know about these things.
Right.
And I just had a lady yesterday tell me that she had ended up in the hospital for like 3 days because she passed out because her blood pressure